Uh-oh.
This is the worst.
What's wrong?
Did someone steal your rainbow?
Somebody stole my patience.
No! That was a disaster.
Vibes are on.
It's Monday Motivation with Hannah B.
Good morning, everyone, and happy Monday. This is Hannah B. with the Monday Morning Motivation Podcast. I hope everyone is feeling nothing but positive vibes on this beautiful Monday morning. This week, I have an amazing, talented, and beautiful human being joining me. Someone I look up to very much, Nina from the Gabe and Nina Morning Show on B96, is here with me, ladies and gentlemen. Nina, thank you so much for taking the time out of your super busy schedule to be a part of Monday Motivation with Hannah B.
Oh my God, Hannah, you better relax. You are the sweetest thing. Talk about motivation. Hannah is like the biggest cheerleader for everyone. So I appreciate you. It's an honor to be on this with you.
I just want to let you know that you are literally famous. Like, all my friends know that I'm having you on. I couldn't keep this a secret. And they're like, what? Nina from B96? And I'm like, I know. Don't get me started. I'm so excited. So
I
just, for what you do, that's exactly what I want to do. Like, my dream is to be a co-host of a morning show. So I just want to get to know you a little bit and how you got your career started. So first, what inspired you to pursue a career in media, in radio, let alone?
Okay, I'm going to try to not make this an hour long.
Don't worry.
So I've been in radio a very long time. Actually, about to be 20 years this month. Yay!
Congratulations.
Thank you. I started out in radio while I was in college because I had this really great idea that I wanted to learn how to get my song played on the air. I used to be a singer.
Yes.
So I was like, yeah, this is cool. I'll get in, I'll hang banners, and then I'll like eventually slide my demo in. It didn't work that way. I started in Seattle at a station called Kiss 106.1, and I was an intern. So I was 19 when I started, and don't do the math, but whatever, I don't care.
Okay, I literally thought that you were 30. I'm not joking.
Go with that.
Okay.
It's fine. But I started while I was still in college, and then it kind of turned into this obsession. It bit me, you know, and it became this thing that was, you know, pumping through my veins. And so, I mean, it was a lot of long days, 24-hour shifts, spend the night at the station. I didn't live far. I worked my way up. I did every day part in Seattle. And then, you know, the scary thing that happens in our industry is that, you know, companies get acquired, companies get traded, stations get traded. And while I started working out for CBS, we ended up getting traded to was Clear Channel at the time, but it's now iHeart. Yeah. And so then I got my full-time card revoked and I became a part-time employee, which I was freaking out because I couldn't afford to live.
Right.
So, then I got a job as a personal trainer and I was juggling everything, but it's fine because I knew that I could do this. So, I mean, I've reported traffic and worked on a sports station. And then eventually I decided I am going to have a morning show in New York. Whatever that takes, that's happening.
Yes.
But it took a while to get there. So I had to stop in Sacramento, California, where I did radio and television. I had a morning show there. And I did TV. I was a feature reporter on Good Day Sacramento, and I did guest spots on a national entertainment show. And then from there, I finally, after a lot of work and being told no countless times,
yes,
being told no, I wasn't good enough, that I wasn't pretty enough, that I needed to get fake boobs. And I'm like, bro, this is radio.
I know.
It's cool. I just kept going. So this part I'm actually really proud of. And that is the station that I ended up working for in New York was a station called 92.3 Amp Radio. And 92.3, that frequency is the frequency that Howard Stern started on. So, radio nerding.
That is awesome.
At the time when the station was brand new, I knew they were hiring. And I just told myself, I was like, that's my job.
Yes.
I'm getting that job. So I went to the store and I went to Walmart and I started buying every ball in sight, every kind of ball you could possibly imagine. And I put it in a big box. I made a basketball hoop that said, you know, 92.3 amp radio on it. And then I had a card inside all of that that had a picture of me in a Yankee hat holding my balls. And it said, I've got my balls ready to go to be the new co-host of your morning show.
So, wait, I love that so much.
it was crazy and it was ballsy, for lack of a better word.
Literally,
to be perfectly honest, I was drunk
was
margaritas with a friend. And I was upset with my life, and I was like, "I want this job." So I sent it, and the program director at the station called me, and I asked him if I could meet him because I lied and said I was going to be in New York for the weekend, which I wasn't.
Yeah.
But after he agreed to a meeting, I booked a flight. So
that is awesome.
After that and a whole bunch of other stuff, I do have an agent. How I got her is another story all in itself. But yeah, it's been a crazy ride. And then again, companies change. And when our Intercom, which was the station that I worked for in New York, also B96 used to be Intercom, same company.
Yeah.
No, wait, we became Intercom after we were still CBS. Yes. Is that what it was?
Yes, wow. I believe so. I know.
Oh, wow. I don't even know what I did. Okay, it was CBS and then it changed to Intercom. But when that happened, my station flipped. And all my coworkers, you know, everybody, we were just left hanging. I was very, very lucky. Very lucky for the company to keep me and help me find a home. And
yeah.
I almost stayed in New York I had a couple different options to stay in New York, but when B96 called, being a radio nerd, you know,
yes,
B96
yes.
is one of the most legendary top 40 stations.
Absolutely.
In the country. So I was like, oh shoot, do I stay in New York or do I take another leap and, you know, pursue the dream of being a morning show person that is comfortable in my own skin? I mean, mornings is a whole nother beast all on its own, but
absolutely. It really is.
Yeah. And I think it worked out. So I took another chance, and B96 is where I am. So when I moved to Chicago almost 4 years ago, 3.5 years ago, I didn't know anybody, didn't know what's going on,
yeah.
But
wow,
I'm learning. And here we are.
Wow.
Been a wild ride.
No, that is amazing. And while you were saying that, I had two questions that popped up, because one, from the beginning of the story, like, I just could feel it. Like, I have like tears in my eyes, because that's exactly, and I'm very open on this podcast, that's exactly what I'm going through right now is the rejection part of putting yourself out there and,
sure.
you know, getting told no. How do you cope sure. with that? You know, what did you do? Because I am literally exactly what you said. I'm like, oh my gosh, someone felt that same way. Because, you know, a lot of people that I went to school with, you know, they're in teaching or nursing or other thing. Like, radio is a whole different ball game. And especially when, you know, you're trying so hard. And I just remember, you know, the day I didn't get the gig that I wanted, I just was so upset. Like, I felt like I was going through a breakup. You know what
yeah.
I mean? How did
yeah.
you get through that?
I think that the one thing that stands out in my mind, and I'm not really sure why I'm like this, but did you ever see the movie Clueless?
Yes.
Okay. So, and if you haven't seen the movie Clueless, there is a scene in the movie where Cher, who's like the main person of the show, is like this little rich brat, but she is, you know, very savvy. And in class, she received like a D or something. And her
right.
dad is a lawyer, and she looked at it and it was just a jumping off point for negotiation. And so, you know, while it's a blessing in business, it's a curse in your personal life. Because when you get rejected by a guy, I still have the same mentality.
Yes,
well, no,
right.
It's just a jumping off point for negotiation.
Exactly.
So
I'm like, oh, you know, it is. Everything is meant to be. I'm like, whatever. I'm so used to these. Yeah.
Yeah. To the no. But you know what the coolest thing is when you get the no and it does feel like a breakup, didn't break you. And I think that if you trust yourself and you know that this is what you want, I mean, it's a tough business. It's just like actors that go off and, you know, audition for different parts.
Right.
It's the same thing with radio. You know, it depends on people's taste. Some shows work in some markets. Some program directors like some jocks better than other jocks. And,
right.
you know, sometimes it's luck. But I think more than anything, it's dedication to the craft.
Absolutely.
And wanting to be better and loving it. Because I always say that if you truly love radio and you understand what the importance and how special, not just important, how special the connection is between, you know, the speaker, your audience, and you.
Right.
Radio is unlike any other medium. So back to your actual question about how do you get over it, it's you have to trust yourself and you just keep going. And especially if you have a very clear vision in mind and being patient, but never giving up. As long as you don't give up, it's going to happen. And
oh
you already
gosh.
Have strong interview skills, which I'm definitely hearing right
oh,
now.
Oh, you're so sweet.
You sound very natural.
I want to give you the, I literally am like trying not to cry because you're like, it's so powerful. And I just love what you have to say because I think that goes for anything, like not even just in radio, but any job, you know.
Yeah.
I just graduated college. I have a lot of friends, you know, that are finally getting their foot in the door for the first time after the pandemic. And I think it's just so common that, you know, that rejection, you know, I'm, you know, whatever, relationships are a whole different thing. But, you know, now is my time where I'm just focusing on my career and I'm focusing on me and then that part. And I was just thinking to myself, I'm like, okay, you know what? I'm so grateful for that experience, the connections I made. And I'm like, I just have to keep going. I have to keep going. I have to keep up with my podcast. And that's when I messaged you. And I'm like, you know what? I told my mom, I'm like, I'm going to bring Nina on because she's a co-host of B96. And I want to hear her story, right? And I want to know how she got to be where she was. And I was thinking, I'm like, I'm sure she probably went through the same thing that I did at some point in her life. And so hearing that makes me feel like 110%. I feel like I'm in a therapy right now.
Girl, I bet, you know, and you're doing the right thing because I had to do the same thing too. You know, I had to find somebody that I could reach out to and try to get a map. And it's not like you're going to follow in the same exact footsteps as a person, but if you can find a person, and this goes to anybody in any career, if you can find a person that is doing what you want to do,
right,
and talk to them, I mean, who's going to say no?
Exactly.
I don't know that many people that would actually turn their backs on a person that was asking for help. I mean, everybody got help at some point.
Exactly.
And also, to your point of just getting out of college, while I went and stuck with radio, and you know how that is, roller coaster. My friends were in banking. My friends were going into, you know, going to grad school. They were making money.
Yes.
Some six figures out of college, and I was making $30,000, which is nothing. And so, you know, it took me a long time. But the funny thing is, because I am older than you, the funny thing is one of my friends that was making the most money right out of college because she was in finance.
Yeah.
She was miserable. She hated her job. And she finally called me one day because she used to be like, Nina, are you going to do this forever? I was like, this is what I do, bro. And she just was like, you know, years later when she realized how unhappy she was and I started gaining a little bit of momentum, she was like, I'm so proud of you for sticking to it and doing what you love.
Yes.
You'll never regret doing what you love.
There's something, I just feel like such a strong connection, Nina, because everything you're saying, that's exactly how I feel. Like I went to community college for 2 years. I thought I was going to be a teacher. And I was listening to what everyone else was telling me. They're like, oh my gosh, Hannah, you are a therapist. You are a teacher. You have to, that's just what you're made for. And I was like, I don't want to do that. I want to use my personality and my, I love to talk. I can talk an ear off, as anybody would know. And I love music. And then I came across radio. And when I started working for Entercom, which is now Odyssey, I'm like, oh my goodness, this is what I want to do. And every time I came home from the events, my parents are like, I've never seen you so happy before. Like, this is you.
Yeah.
This is you. You're in your natural habitat. You're being you. And I'm like, this is what I want to do for the rest of my life. Like, this is, there's something about radio that it's like, I feel like I'm in a relationship with radio.
Yeah. Oh my God. You are.
You know,
you are. And it's deeper than that. And I am a weirdo. And talking to me about radio, I very much romanticize it. But
yeah, me too.
to what you just said about being a therapist and a teacher, those skills are so valuable in radio. Radio isn't just about talking at people. And radio is about the connection that you make with people.
Exactly.
It's not about fame. It's about how you can contribute to their lives. You know
Absolutely.
What I mean? It's like, it's that one small thing that we can do in the middle of COVID. Okay. You know, you're trying to get jobs, your friends going out of or getting out of college or trying to find jobs in probably one of the scariest times we've ever faced. Now, being on the radio during that time, you also learn how powerful it is to be able to connect with people that are scared. We are going through the same thing. And while we're there for them, they're there for us. And if you understand that you're not talking at anybody, you're talking with them, those skills of being a teacher and a therapist and all of that, you're not just made to talk, Hannah, you're made to connect. And that's why you have those other skills and you have that love for it because you're feeling fed when you do it.
Oh my
and,
gosh.
You know, that's what you get to offer the world. And once it all aligns and once you keep working your butt off and you keep learning and you don't give up and you keep meeting people, and you're very genuine in that, you will navigate through it. I mean, it's a special honor to be given a microphone, and you don't want to disrespect it. And for the longest time, I always thought I was ready. And I was a very arrogant little butthead in the beginning. And, you know, rejection is sometimes protection, because by the time I got to all of the places that I got, I really was ready. I wasn't scared. There was no fear. There was no nothing. It was just, let's go. You know, interviewing some of the biggest stars in the world on a daily basis. I mean, that I prepared myself for it without even meaning to. And it's not just to have the interview with a celebrity. It's to have the connection. It's to have the skills that you already have as a teacher and as a therapist, or whatever your friends are calling you. Now you know how to talk to people.
You are totally right.
With people. You know, it's a very beautiful, special thing that we get to do.
You are totally right. Thank you so much for that. Honestly, and I 110% agree with you, because when I was first starting out in radio, I realized that my mom was like, how are you talking behind the mic? Like, how do you do that in front of everyone? And I'm like, but then the more I think about it, I'm like, it's not everyone. You're talking to one other person when you're on air. And that's something that I've learned. I'm like, oh, good morning, everyone. And, you know, I got to fix that too in me, but you're really talking to, like, you're talking with one other person. Like, you want that one person in the car to feel connected with you. And that's something that you and Gabe do and Angie do an amazing job with, especially on my Monday mornings and I'm driving to work. I put you guys on and I'm laughing hysterically, and I know a lot of my friends listen to you guys, and you're just amazing at what you do. And that's why I wanted to bring you on, because I just feel such a strong connection, and that, you know, I know we've never really hung out much, but you've just, you really are an amazing person. And before we head out here, I just wanted to ask you, so how did you handle, so you're originally from, did you say you're from Sacramento?
Seattle.
Oh, Seattle. You're from Seattle. Okay. So how did you manage, you know, moving around the U.S. away from family? Was that hard for you? I know I see some like Instagram stories with your parents. You seem very close with your parents. How did you manage that?
I think I'm still managing it, to be honest. Yeah. It's hard. It's hard, but this path I chose, I consider a calling, and I wouldn't have been happy if I never left. And it wasn't because I was trying to leave Seattle so much as it was that I needed to follow my dreams. I needed to be true to myself, and my parents supported that. They didn't at first, but they supported that. And, you know, friends come and go, and the real ones stay. You know, my circle has gotten a little bit smaller, but it's fine. And honestly, I'm so thankful for being able to have had the experience of living in so many different cities.
I mean, absolutely. I've lived in
Sacramento, Baltimore, New York, Chicago now, you know, Seattle, all of that, because you get to see so many different walks of life. And I definitely have grown uncomfortably in every one of those cities. And I'm still evolving. So I think it's something that I'm still handling, but it was worth it. The sacrifices that you make for this are pretty real, or for anything that it is that you want to do. I just think that, you know, never giving up and patience is really important. And I just want to hit that home too one more time before we wrap up, because I see a lot of people that get salty if it doesn't happen now. And it's not just radio, it's anything. If it doesn't happen now, I deserve it now. Well, what do you deserve and why do you deserve it?
You're 100% right. Exactly.
Let's just work for it, earn it. And that's going to taste really, really great.
You are totally right on that. And I think that's something that I've learned too, especially, you know, if I don't get a gig that I really wanted, I think it makes me work harder. You know, I learned what I needed to work on, and I'm like, now I'm ready. I'm going to get my next episode out. I'm going to start working on a demo. I'm going to keep grinding. Sometimes I'm in my room just pretending like I'm on a radio show. Like, I'm not going to lie. Sometimes I'm like, this is Hannah with blah, 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 blah.
I
really will. I 110%
will. I'm happy to do that. You're hearing me now say it on this. Hannah, send me your air tags. The only thing is, I will help you, but I will not ask you to send me stuff. As long as you're sending, I will help.
Absolutely. You know, I definitely will send it, but 100%. Sometimes I'm staring at the wall, or I'll be talking to my dog. But, you know, just because I'm envisioning myself doing that. And that's what I tell everyone, all my friends. I'm like, you have to envision yourself doing what you want. As hard as it is, like, it can be at times, especially during the pandemic, I felt lost and confused. I'm like, I have no idea where to go next. You will find your way out. You just have to keep on keeping on, no matter how hard it is. You have to envision yourself doing it. And I, you know, journaling is one of my favorite things. I like to journal, write down what I see, what I can do better after each day before I go to bed, meditate and all that great stuff, just because I want it so bad and I'm hungry and I'm hustling. And I think that goes for anybody with any business, any industry they're in. You just have to keep hustling and you have to keep wanting it no matter how hard the day gets. And I think that's just an important lesson. And I appreciate you so much, Nina. You are a ray of sunshine. And I feel like a breath of fresh air just blew at my face. So you are a star. And I'm so grateful for you. Thank you so very much for being a part of Monday Motivation with Hannah B. I'm feeling motivated. I really am. I'm feeling ready to go now.
Get it.
But be sure to follow Nina on Instagram and Twitter at Nina on the Air and go like her Facebook page, Nina on the Air. Listen to her weekdays mornings 5:30 to 10 a.m. on B96 or simply download the Odyssey app and favorite B96. Please, please, please make sure when you're driving to work, you turn on Gabe and Nina. They will have you laughing so hard. I'm telling you, they got some good jams. They just all around great personality. Angie D, too. She is one of my great friends. So thank you again so much, Nina.
Thank you.
Please know you are so loved, you are so worthy, you are so strong, and you can most definitely achieve anything you set your mind to. As always, sending you nothing but positive vibes. Be sure to follow me on Instagram, Twitter, and TikTok at HannahB_onAir. And go like my Facebook page, Monday Motivation with Hannah B. Have a great week.